Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrefil enbiya vel mürselin. Muhammedun Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kathiren kathira. Fama badu. My brothers and sisters, we are coming into the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which Rasulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem called the best of the days of the year, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all the good deeds that are done in these days better than the deeds done, than the same deeds done in any other day. And so we should try to do as much as we can in these days to take advantage of this. I remind myself anew that all through the Quran, all through the Hadith, and the Seerat of Rasulullah, if you see, the focus is on the present, today, currently. Even where we talk about and look at the Akhirah, which is in the future, that is, we look at it from the perspective of the present. We are not just simply looking at the Akhirah and for example, there are ahadiths where people came to Rasulullah and they said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? So Rasulullah did not answer them. He didn't say, day of judgment is on at this time, that time. These are the signs, look for those signs. He talked about the signs of the day of judgment in other places, but when people asked him this question, when is the day of judgment? What was his answer? He said, what have you prepared for it? You are asking when is the day. So if it is tomorrow, what will you do? If it is now, what are you going to do? What have you prepared for it? So even when somebody is looking at the future and saying when is the day of judgment, he is bringing them back to the present. What have you done for it? What are you doing for it? A man said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that I should be with you in Jannah. Then he says to him, I will make the dua, but you help me with your amal. So dua is for Jannah, which is in the future, but where is the amal? Now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talked about also the, yesterday we mentioned those ayat of Surah Yunus, about the awliya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The blessing that Allah is giving them, the quality of the wali of Allah, is that he has no regrets and no sadness, and he has no apprehensions and no fears. So regret and sadness is about the future. I should have done this, I did not do that. I had this opportunity, I didn't take advantage of it, and so on and so on. We spend a lot of time, we waste a lot of time in that nonsense. Or, it is for the future. Now what is going to happen? This government change, what will happen? That government change, what will happen? This is the economic situation, what will happen? That's the future. Allah said, they have no fear, and no regret, and they have no apprehension. And that is because they are focused on the present. Now, why is this focus on present, why is this so important? This is important because the present is the only time, the only window of time in which we have the opportunity to do something. The past is gone. It's not going to come back. No matter whether it was good or it was bad, it will not return. Future is not here yet, and we don't know whether it will ever come. When I say we don't know if it will come, what I mean is two things. One is, I don't know if I will be there, whatever happens. And tomorrow, and the other thing is, that what I am anticipating, there is no guarantee that that will happen. You know? For example, we like to say, oh, let's see if this happens, if Donald Trump wins the next election. If that happens, where is the guarantee for any of that? We don't even have guarantee for the next breath that we take. Where can we talk about guarantee for something in the future? So there is no point in wasting time now. That does not... So, no point in wasting time in all these fantasies. Now you might say, well, what about planning for the future? My question is, where do you do that planning? In the future? Planning for the future, where do you do it? Now. So do it. Do that. Instead of simply talking about some future, if this happens, that happens, look at it today and say, what is it that I am going to do, or what is it that I am doing, or what is it that I should do in order to influence that future in a positive way. So the place to be is the present, currently. What am I doing today? This is the focus of Islam. Islam's focus is on the present time. Today, what is it that I need to do? So today starts with Salatul Fajr in the Masjid. Alhamdulillah, we prayed. So one box you ticked. Now what? Today is Yawmul Jum'ah. It is the day of Jum'ah. One of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepts the du'as of this Jum'ah. So what du'a am I going to make? In the future, this is my apprehension, or this is my good expectation. So what is it I am doing for that today? I was telling somebody, the other day we wanted to hang some pictures, paintings and so on in the house. So we were looking for, my wife said, you know, we need to get somebody to drill holes and put those nail things. So we checked out this Urban Clap. Those people, we checked out their, what a funny name. Anyway, so we checked out their rates. So he's charging 49 rupees per nail, and you have to bring the nail. So material is separate. 49 rupees per nail. And then somebody talked about, we were talking about some catering, so they said so and so. There's this lady who does very nice Hyderabadi food, but pickup is not there. She has no one to send the food, so you have to go pick it up. So then one of these guys, Azhar or somebody, said, no, there's no need to send anybody. There is this company, there's this app where you can order him to go, and you order the thing, and somebody will go pick up the food and bring it to you. Pick up anything, whatever it is. You want to pick up something? Now, my point is, I tell people all the time that they come and ask me, you know, what, I want to do some business. What business should I? What business? I mean, think about this. Knocking a nail in a wall. This is a business idea. Now, how much of technology is involved? One hammer. Nail also somebody is providing, you know. How much of technology, how much of education is required for this? What education do you do to knock a nail in the wall? All that is required is the willingness to look around and say, where is the opportunity? This is not some rocket science. This is absolutely, to think that some people might need this service where they need something to be picked up, they don't have the manpower to do that, they can't do it themselves, so this is a service I can provide. What kind of rocket science? Which Einstein do you need to get this? This is a business idea on which somebody is making a nice bunch of money. How is that happening? Because he's focusing on the present. He's not saying, no, tomorrow what is the economic situation going to be? Tomorrow the whole world is working on AI, so there will be robots to do all this, and somebody will send a drone to break up. No. Look at it today. What is it that I can do today in order to do something? So focusing on the present, living in the current moment, not wasting time talking about, you know, whatever happened in the past, whether it was good or bad, both are equally useless. The only use of the past is to learn lessons from it and then forget about it. And in the future, if you really want a good future, we need to look at it today. And that's what the Quran is telling us. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Iman wa amalu salih. Where is that amal? In this life meaning? Now. What is the best that I can do today? That is the focus and that is the key and that's what we need to look at. I remind myself and you, let us focus on this so that we bring our lives to a place where they are effective. And the only way to make your life effective is to focus on the present and say, what is it that I must do today? If I have children, I want my children to grow up. I want this and that. Talk to young parents about dreams for their children. Right? I mean, go back to the pucha, the better. I want him to do this. Then you ask him, what is it you are doing today to ensure that? Now, if I'm not saying you are not doing, I'm just saying that if that is not there, then this is a lot of hot air. This is useless. None of that will happen, believe me. You can sit and talk till the cows come home. Nothing is going to happen. Because you are not doing today. If you really have all these dreams for your children, ask yourself, what is it that I am doing today? Andre Agassi, I think this is a story about Andre Agassi. he had the fastest, the most powerful serve, right, in tennis. Yeah. So, from age 4 or 5, his father set up a ball throwing machine. And his ball throwing machine, he couldn't find a powerful enough machine in the market, so he built one, which used to fire a ball at 100 kilometers an hour or something like some crazy thing like this. 5-year-old kid, can you believe it? I mean, he's probably the size of a tennis racket. From that age, that kid is hitting balls, across the net, or balls hitting them back, balls which are being fired at him by this ball firing machine. And I don't remember the exact numbers now, but it's some insane number. He used to hit about, over 1 million balls a week or some such thing. So today you say, oh my God, fantastic, look at this serve. That serve didn't happen now. That serve is happening from the time he was 5 years old. How did that serve happen here, where now he serves the ball? If you miss the ball, it will smash your face. I mean, it's as bad as that. Because somebody took the trouble to live in the present. When this kid is 4 years old, he wasn't simply sitting and dreaming, oh, one day I want my child to win the Wimbledon. No. Your child will not even become a ball boy in Wimbledon if you don't start doing work from today on that. Same thing with Tiger Woods. At what age did he start playing golf? When he was shorter than a golf club. Right? So the issue with all of this is to live in the present and say, what is it that I can do today? It doesn't matter how old you are. It makes no difference whether you are 5 years old or you are 50 years old or 500 years old. Today is the only time that counts. Because today is the only time that you have. The past you lost, the future you may never get. Today is what you have. So focus on that today and say, how can I make this today, my today, the best today in my life? And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if 2 days are equal, then you wasted one day. What's he talking about? Same thing. Today. Make your today better than yesterday. If that didn't happen, then it's gone. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to focus on our present and to work in our present and to do what we need to do today to ensure that our tomorrow is, inshallah, something which is beautiful. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.